This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Metro Atlanta is bracing for another round of winter weather. This one, though, carries the potential for power outages because of potential icing on the power lines. Keith Stillman is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in Peachtree City. Keith, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me.
You've just had a chance to check the latest models. Is there any chance that we can get through this freezing rain mix without seeing the ice on the power lines?
Well, unfortunately, the morning model runs and even the ones coming in this afternoon are still indicating that we're going to see freezing rain, ice, snow, the whole gamut of winter weather across North Georgia, particularly on Wednesday. Now, there will be a round of precip overnight tonight in far north Georgia, and then into the Atlanta metro, maybe especially the north Atlanta metro for early morning, your rain, sleet, snow mix. The good news on that is that temperatures should be at or slightly above freezing, and travel impacts would then be limited to elevated roadways. So we're looking at a 1-2 punch with the first one coming in tonight and then the bigger one, the big shebang, coming in on Wednesday.
What makes the big shebang more potentially dangerous? Is it that the temperatures will be a tiny bit lower, hovering right around that freezing mark?
Yeah, what we're seeing is a really cold Arctic air building down the front side of the Appalachians. At the same time, there's a surface low developing in the Gulf. And the two of them are combining to help pull that really, really cold air down the front side of the Appalachians. And with the surface low, it's also drawing in moisture. And so the combination of the two, we could easily see some places, east or Atlanta east, anywhere from quarter to half or even more of ice.
And that would be on the roads and on the power lines, and that's where
power lines and trees in particular are our biggest threats. And then also bridges, overpasses, and even potentially on some roads.
Doesn't the temperature, though, hover slightly above freezing for a good part of that time? So is it possible that once it hits and then freezes, it might melt again?
The temperature for the most of tonight through tomorrow, yes, that is correct. And then even into Tuesday night, we start actually going below freezing. Like I said, that cold Arctic air that's coming down is going to take us down to freezing sometime after midnight Tuesday from Atlanta Metro north and east, straddling the I-20 and I-85 corridor. And once we hit that freezing mark and the precip starts coming in, we're going to pretty much stay near the freezing mark and or temperatures dropping during the day Wednesday. In fact, we may end up in some places in the upper 20s, 29, 28 degrees with the precip falling. And that's what's really of concern to us.
Assuming we get that freezing and the layer of ice comes down and stays for a little bit, how long will we see it before the temperatures go back up and it starts to melt?
Well, the good news is that by Thursday and into Friday, we warm back up. Now, Thursday's kind of a trick because it's still kind of exiting and things are still trying to wrap in here. It's possible by afternoon Thursday, but certainly Thursday morning's commute is going to be rough because we're expecting temps to be in the mid-20s, most of the area on Thursday morning. So whatever falls on Wednesday will still be around Thursday morning.
So are you expecting that we might see some power outages, which is, I think, what a lot of people might be most concerned about, especially if they are staying home?
We are particularly concerned with that potential, yes, just due to the amount that we're talking about. Anything above a quarter inch is when we tend to see a lot of the trees and start having issues. Folks need to prepare for this. We need to prepare for a long duration event and even the potential for power outages for a couple of days. Let's hope it doesn't happen, but everybody needs to be prepared for that.
Keith Stillman is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Peachtree City. Keith, I hope you're wrong, but I'm afraid you might not be. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now joining us is Carol Boatwright, spokeswoman for Georgia Power. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
First of all, when we think about ice on roads and power lines, particularly, obviously, for you, on the power lines, how do the mechanics work? How does the ice actually cause the power outages?
Well, of course, ice is much heavier, much denser than snow. and has the potential to build up on anything that it lands on. And for us, that includes power lines, where it can accumulate and the weight of it will cause our lines to sag or break. It will also accumulate on trees and tree limbs and will cause those things, those limbs or trees, to break and fall into power lines. And that's the biggest cause of concern for us right now.
So how much ice are we expecting on the lines, and is there an accumulation level at which we start to see problems?
We don't really know how much to expect in any one place. There is really no level of ice that I would say is safe. Any time that you have an icing situation, you do have the potential for it to cause problems with breaking, especially even just a little bit on some of the tree limbs, and that can give us a problem.
Assuming for the moment that we do have some outages, do we have extra manpower in place or on the way to get folks back online as fast as possible?
We are obviously watching these weather predictions and making our plans and getting everything that we can in place to be prepared for whatever the situation might be. That includes bringing some of our crews up from South Georgia, where there is not expected to be any effects from this weather. We're bringing them up into place in the northern part of the state. We will have them pre-positioned here before the storm actually comes in. We are also bringing in some, or requesting some additional crews from other utilities that we don't anticipate will be affected by the storm, and we will have assistance from them and some contractors that we will be calling to ask to be in place and ready to assist if we do have outages.
Will you have enough outside help, though, or be outside help that gets here in time? Because, in fact, Georgia Power was one of the utilities that sent help to Pennsylvania, and that work is still going on, so you won't have assistance from Pennsylvania. And a lot of our neighboring states that you might get some help from are also going to be hit by this. So how much outside help can we expect?
Usually you can anticipate a good bit of outside assistance. We are part of a mutual assistance network, as are most of the utilities across the southeast and east. And that allows us to have a range of other utilities that we can call on to assist us. The employees, the team of employees that we sent up to Pennsylvania to assist them, have been called back home. They are en route back and will be here before the severe weather actually hits. So we will have all of our teams in place, and we have received some initial acceptance of our request for assistance. We anticipate at this time that we will have sufficient staff in place to be able to make the restorations that we need to.
Well, we will keep our fingers crossed. Carol Boatwright, spokeswoman for Georgia Power, thanks very much for being with us, and we will check back with you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll be here.